The Winter Olympics begin today in Salt Lake City, Utah, after months of news about security, drugs, and the now infamous bribery scandal. Sports become the focus. Tomorrow's first full day of competition features figure skating, ice hockey, and cross-country skiing. An estimated 2,500 athletes will try to focus and relax in what for many will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
For elite athletes, the greatest challenge they'll face at the Olympic Games often happens before the competition. Whether it's the staccato sound of a high school marching band, which performed yesterday at the Athletes' Village, or the endless events or media interviews, the Olympics can jar the most finely tuned and trained athletes, especially first-timers like U.S. short track speed skater Shawnee Davis.
Well, there's people at all different times of the night cheering in the village, and they're going around, people are training, and there's about at least 10 people in this one suite of our room, so they're some people are up watching Scary Movie 2 or playing PlayStation 2. You're trying to rest, and sometimes it's vice versa, and you got people in and out all day.
Nikki Gooch, a short track speed skater for Great Britain, deals with the Olympic cacophony by embracing it up to a point.
You just don't allow yourself to be distracted. I mean, we just arrived here, we're getting it out of our system, coming to see what's about and doing everything, so when it gets closer to our event, we don't have to go and muck around.
The mucking around has come to a full stop for most athletes, particularly the best ones, like Austrian downhill skier Stefan Eberharder, who carved his way through a training run yesterday. For Eberharder and the rest of the talented Austrian alpine team, for German Georg Hackl, who's trying to win his fourth consecutive gold medal on a small sled called the Luge, for American figure skater Michelle Kwan, who's trying to win her first Olympic gold, now that the games are beginning, there's a new challenge, to look straight at the Olympic emblem, the five rings, and not let the knees buckle. Athletes like to calm themselves by confronting the Olympics like it's just another competition. It's a cliche, but a necessary one, says U.S. luge competitor Courtney Zablocki, because if you try to change for this biggest of events, she says, you lose your confidence and everything else.
I mean, with luge, we race to thousands of a second, and I've lost a race by 2/1000ths, and you don't forget those races, you know? You're just like, oh, geez, God, what could I have done differently? Pointed my toes. Is my sled perfect, or is my suit okay? That kind of stuff. So it's, you know, it's a perfection sport, and you want to be confident, and you can't have any doubt.
Americans traditionally have lacked confidence in the Winter Olympics. The U.S. never has seriously challenged those countries passionate about sliding, skiing, and skating. But this time around, the U.S. Olympic Committee is brimming with confidence because U.S. winter sports programs have evolved, because of the home country advantage in Salt Lake. The USOC has set a goal of winning 20 medals. The most an American team has won at a Winter Games is 13. For athletes, the pressure is enough without the country's top Olympic organization adding even more. But it doesn't seem to bother veteran mogul skier Ann Battelle.
It's not even in the back of my mind that I'm trying to fulfill this number that the USOC said. And I can't imagine that they expect us to think that either. I mean, you know, we train our butts off for years and years and years for these opportunities. And when we finally get them, you know, we want to ski the best run we can for ourselves.
Battelle is in her fourth Olympics and says this women's moguls team is the strongest one yet. So she and her teammates might just win a few medals for themselves and the country. If they can just believe, of course, that the Olympics are just another day on the slopes. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Salt Lake City.